in Parsha Shmini, you have an extraordinary day of Takomas HaMishkan. You have the Karbonis, etc. If it says Vayiba Yom HaShmini that these things happen Yom HaShmini, and Rashi brings down that it was a special day and it took a lot of Ataris, the fact that it was Mises from the Aaron and Yom HaShmini Dafka, because the Vayiba Yom HaShmini is going on that also. In Chazal, when they speak about Vayihi, if it's Lashon Tzar, Lashon Simcha, mention the fact that it's Vayiba HaShmini, that the Mises from the Aaron. So Baal Korchach, the Mises from the Aaron is something that's Shaykh to Shmini as well. Not only the Karbonis, and it's not only Mikra that happened, but it's something that is Shaykh Be'etzim to Shmini. And we have to try to understand in the Mahus of Shmini, what is Mises from the Aaron? Whether, I mean, even if it could have been avoided, in other words, if they wouldn't have been Makadei Sarah, but if there was going to be the Kiddush Hashem of Bekrev HaKodesh, it's going to be Dafkin Shmini. So we'll try to understand that. Chazal bring over here about, it's in the Vayikra, it's in the Safra, where it speaks about the Vayidom Aaron, about the Mile of Aaron, that it was Vayidom. So it says over here that Chazal bring a pasuk. It says, "B'shalom v'misha halach iti," that the Aaron HaKoyen went b'shalom v'misha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron HaKoyen was somebody who that's the pasuk in Malachi about the Kohen Gadol, about the Kohen, about Aaron, that he goes b'shalom v'misha. So it says that he could have, it says Vayidom Aaron, he could have answered me the way in he could have answered me and come back to me with tainus. He didn't come back with tainus, so that's a raya of b'shalom u'b'mishalach iti. And Chazal say that, and it says hovel Hashem b'nei elim bonav shel Avraham Avinu, that he was elim, he could have answered back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could have told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were maftiach mikibitzel kohazara, and since I did not ask you, that's called Bnei Elim. So you see that Aaron's mid of Vayidom is the same mid of Hoyle Lehoshiv. He could have answered and he didn't complain. So the Chazal amagde that midah of b'shalom of misha halachiti, that he walked with me b'shalom, he did not complain and so on. It's a little bit hard to understand. I mean, shalom means if somebody doesn't create a rift, somebody doesn't do something bad, doesn't start an argument. But the fact that he didn't complain, but Chazal goes a step weiter. Chazal say that the lashon here is shalei hir achrai, kishem shalei hir Avraham. So that's something that is much harder to understand. It's one thing if I have a taina to you, and I don't express it. I know that I could, you know, you wronged me in X amount of dollars, and I don't express it. That is a midah of kind of ipnei darkei shalom, ipnei shalom. Shalei hir is not, where is that going to darkei shalom? More than that, it's very hard for us to understand what is the midah of shalei hir here. I mean, everyone is struck by a shaila. It says Avraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, hayali lahashiv, I could have answered. I knew the answer, so he did think about it. What does it mean? How does a person not think about something? Either he thought about it or didn't think about it. But what's the midah of the person that goes into the get of shalei hir? And where in the words of Vayidom do you say shalei hir? Maybe it was Mahar. How do you know if Avraham Avinu wasn't Mahar? It says Hoyle Lehashiv, and it says shalei hir. How do you know? I mean, if it's Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pasuk. So understanding the Vayidom Aaron over here had a much deeper implication than just that he didn't he didn't complain. It says he'd something shalehir, and it's hard to understand how does a person not be mahar, or what does it mean if not mahar, and what does it mean a person, you know, it says he's not supposed to be mahar harabov if he's doing something wrong. So he's supposed to be misnatic. I mean, Rav Meir, when Acha did was over Avodah Zarah, Rav Meir didn't say, okay, also Larach Rabbi, and I'll be over Avodah Zarah also, I'll be Mechal Shabbos also. So Bal Korchach, the Geder Shlehir is a very specific Geder, and it's not just Darkei Shalom, and it has a certain Gedorim of what Hir is, and when he can be Mahar and cannot be Mahar, and it all falls on the same category as Vayidoi. Another chazal over here that's hard to, that we have to be misamik, it's a very difficult chazal. Chazal say in Acher Mois by the parasha of Acher Mois Ibn Aaron, chazal use a pasuk, and the pasuk is Ki mikra echad la tzadik v'la rasha, that there is one thing that happens to a tzadik in Russia. Rishayim tzadikim suffer the same fate. It says that the Korach went in to be Ovid Shalol Hashem Shemayim, and it did terrible things, and they were burnt, and Bnei Aaron went in and they tried, and they brought L'Shem Shemayim, and without Machlokes, they brought L'Shem Shemayim Karbonis, Kferis, and they were destroyed also. Havei Mikra Echad Tzadik V'la Rasha. It's one Mikra Tzadik in Rasha. It's very, very hard to understand what a Chazal trying to say. I mean, Chazal don't, they go through a few in Yanim that there's Mikra Echad Tzadik V'la Rasha, and there's no sense of what's the answer. I mean, yes, it does appear that there's no difference between the Mahalach of a Tzadik and a Rasha, that the Schar of each one is the same, and yet, so what's the answer to that? Chazal just dropped it off as a pasuk that's used to explain this. Also, it says that the parasha of Shtuya Yayin was the parasha as a Schar. What was the Schar? Because kind of says, what was the Schar for Aaron HaKoyen? That being vayidom, it says vaydaba shem aron lemer yaim v'seichal teisht ata v'nech itach b'vayachem lo moed. The parasha that he was given, the parasha of yaim v'seichal teisht alone, not with Moshe, and therefore he ulehavlu ben akodesh ben achol ben atom ben ator. In a certain sense, if you hold that what happened was shtuya yayin, then Lechurah, it's more, I mean, it's hard to understand. It's not a schar so much. I mean, it was a practical thing. Like, Aaron is somebody who has the achrayas for it, and they had to tell him more specifically. We also understand it wasn't just a covered thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you know, we're going to give you a little bit covered now to make up for it. This next parasha you're going to have. Bal Korchach, that the parasha, the Torah of Yayim V'Sheikh Al Teisht, is shayach specifically to Aaron as the Vayidoy. The Lahavdu Ben HaKadosh Ben HaChoyel Ben HaTor Ben HaTor is specifically shayach to Aaron HaKoyen. And something in that darga is what in the darga that he reached in Vayidoim is why he's ready for the parasha. Especially if this was not the problem, if the Shtuya Yayin was not the problem of Nodav Aviyu, and the parasha is Stama parasha, Bal Korchach, it's not just a practical thing, but something about the parasha be'etzim is shayach to it. And that's something that we have to understand. What is the nekuda in Yayin v'sheich halteish, in the parasha of Shtuya Yayin that's given to Aaron, if that was not the avera? One more nekuda. The inyan of being vayidom, the inyan of keeping quiet and not getting involved in a fight, machlokes, many of the balimusa, the arfas tzadikim and the shalakar shmings of Noras Hamor, all they attributed to a midah of anivas. It's hard to think of it just in terms of, so let's say you're having a fight with somebody insults you terribly and calls you bad names and so on. Does that nevus mean that the person is supposed to think he's right? The person is very angry at me, he called me all sorts of terrible, terrible names, a hulu. So a nevus is supposed to mean that I'm supposed to say maybe it's right? Is that where the Midas Anivus comes in over here? It's hard to understand that that's the Midas of Anava. Especially by much by Aaron HaKoyen, it was something where there was, you know, it's Hayali Lahashiv. Chazal say, Hayali Lahashiv Al Dvarecha. I could have replied to you. I did have, you were not right, Kaviyachal. So where is that Nivus over here? If Hayali Lahashiv, if it would have been Mahar, he could have had Tainus. So what is that Nivus coming over here? That Nivus is a stira to the Hayali Lahashiv, the Teruhar. Those are the Inyanim that we have to try to understand in this big parish of Yom HaShemini. So let's first try to understand the side of the Inyan over here. You find in Chazal a memra that in Omer Abiloy in Oilam Oimed Elamisha Boilam Atsu Meshas Meriva, that the world stands on somebody who holds himself in when there's a fight. The word Boilam Atsu Meshas Meriva means somebody, there's an explosion, and someone contains the explosion. Because, like it says, Toila Eretz al Blima. That's where we learn it from. The world stands on Blima, Misha Boilam. That Mida Toiva of Blima is not this Mida Toiva. That's one Mida Toiva. It's a tremendous Mida Toiva. A person is angry at somebody, is upset at somebody. The Mida Ra would be Kas. And the Mida Toiva here is that he holds back the Kas. It's very, very difficult, and he does it. That's one Mida. There's another Mida that you find over here, Vayido. You find it in another place, which is probably the Av of all of them. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moram Noche says Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he saw Rabbi Akiva standing at Darshning Tilatun Shalochis, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshcha Adam Kazeh Bo Elamcha Vatanoisin Teir Al Yodi Om Le Shtoik Kacholov Machshava Kacholov Machshavti. Keep quiet, this is the way, this is what I thought. Then he's told him, "Hareisli Torah, Torosa, Hareinis Chorei, show me his schar." So he showed him that they are his misa, that they were stripping his skin off his flesh and so on. And he says, "Zutarev zeschara, omli shtei kachalom machshava." So we have here two separate parishes of shtika. Verses of shtika. The first parasha is a parasha of where a person has words to say, wants to say those words, and holds himself back, and that's called the Getter of Bolim. There's a second parasha where Moshe Rabbeinu is debating. I mean, he's asking a very, very good kasha. It's not in Boilam Piv, the pshat is it's a question of midas, of letting steam off. I could yell him back, I could not yell back, and so on. But I have a very strong kasha. So what's the tense? What do you tell me? Keep quiet. It's like I see somebody is stealing, and I say, hey, what are you doing? And the guy says, shut up. What do you mean, shut up? I don't understand something. The two kashas of Moshe Rabbeinu are very, very strong kashas. What does Baruch Hu tell him? Shtoi kachol mashal. So the answer is like this. You find the mashal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find a midah. It says Yom Nakom Belibi. There's a Yom HaKeitz when HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnakim. It says Liba Lepuma Legalia. It's a pchina where the Liba was not misgalit to the fair. An Uber before he's born, it says that two things. He's mistaken with an oyer that goes me seif oylem at seif oylem, but the one thing that he doesn't have is the koach hadibur. It says when he's born, the malach is meichal piv. The maral says it's the koach hadibur. Bechlal, if there is no dibur, the first thing that marks a child's living is the dibur that of the cry. The first, the koach hadibur, is what marks the beginning of life for a child. Torah is called dibur, divrei Torah, and so on. So where is it? How do you understand the Torah beforehand? The Torah is, there are two dargas of tfisa. The darga of seichel is totally in diburim. Seichel needs to quantify something. It needs to put into framework. It needs diburim to describe something. And when I have described something and I've given it its diburim, then it has a makom in the world of seichel. How tall is it? How short? When is it nogea? When is it not nogea? Where does this halacha come from? What is it moilid? The entire world of tfisas haseichel is koyach hadibur dafka. That is the world of seichel. That's the primary focus of this world. Adam is called a medaber because what we call seichel is diburim. For my seichel to work, I need to have the pieces enclosed in a certain in a framework. That is the koch of tfisa mitzad dibur. There's a higher darga which has its problem in that it doesn't. It's higher, mitzad echad, mitzad sheni, it can't be expressed in this world. For instance, you can the engineer who builds a building, who designs a building, can express in words or mathematical symbols exactly what he's doing, why. This carries this amount of weight, this withstands this type of pressure, this is supported by this. Everything is exactly described and quantified, everything has its mitzias. That is the world of the engineer. If you ask the architect, why is it that you made tall windows? Why is it that you made this color, that color, whatever? He can give maybe some description, and some description he's at a loss to give over. This is his aesthetic sense. Even if he gives words for it, sometimes the words are kind of vague. They don't fit exactly. A person writes a piece of music, and he tries, and you ask him to describe the content of music, a lot of times the person will have a hard time. Does it mean that there's no tfisa and no avon in it? Does he not? I mean, there is a world of music. There is a world of art. But it's a world that hasn't been given to express through seichel and through dibur. There are no diburim and there are no seichel. So b'meila, it is very, very limited, the ability of working with it and quantifying it, of processing it, and so on. So we have two dargas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala in yonim, in a pchinas diburim, eila dvarim, that is the world of Diburim. That's the world of Seichel. It's the primary vehicle for the Dvar Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do things without letting the Nevi'im know. Everything that comes to this world comes with a package of Diburim. This is because you did Hara Bein Hashem. This is because you did Toiv Bein Hashem. The vast majority of Giluyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala through a Navi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. This is a world of speech. It's a world of Diburim. Adam is a Medaber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala Oznei Avarev HaNevi'im. He puts Diburim into their mouths. And Vayreisicha Shadibarta, that is this, the Metzius of this world. And that's the way the world has to be. But there's another layer that's active in the world, that if it says that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a p'china of libo lepuma legalia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not megalad into diburim, that means it's active in this world, and it does not have Diburim in this world. So in Yonim of Melech HaMashiach, for instance, or Tchias HaMeisim, depending on different shitas, like the Rambam says, the Rambam gives us halachas that are negeah to Melech HaMashiach, and then he says there are a lot of chazal about the Inyanim. Basically, we don't know what they are until it happens, then we'll know. In other words, the most of the mehalchim of Lasid Lavoi are mehalchim of the Liba type and not the Puma type, and Bemele wasn't given over to Diburim, and there's no Diburim for it. There are no Diburim of describing those in Yanim. There's no parsha of Diburim, so there's no point talking about it, no point bringing it in the Rambam, and so on. We have a vague, when we learn the Navi, we get a vague sense of what it is, but that's it. That's the. So you have two very, very different Mahalchim of Shtika. You have a Gedda of Boilem Piv, which is an act of Midos. It is the world of Diburim, and you did this and this, and I am angry. Yeshel of Tarumos, the Mishnah says, I have the right to tell you that you did me wrong. A big Balmidas is Bolem. Bolem means the force is there, and I contain it. That's one darga. There's a second darga that in this world there are things that don't have a mahalach in dibur whatsoever, and a person has no makom to be medaber about it. It doesn't belong in the world dibur. The most we can do is the hakara that our world finishes before that inyan started. Or in other words, that Indian is in that is past where this world is. That's the Hakara that we're talking about. That's the world of the Mama. That's the world of Shtika in this sense. And Aaron HaKoyen, it says Vayidom. The word Vayidom is like Misa. V'loy kol yordei Duma. An Evan is Doimim. The mama is dome is something that means it's like a rock. It has no speech. It's not that it's containing. It's gritting its teeth. You're gritting your teeth. It does not have a makom for dibur. That's the pshat in the chazal of hoyle lehashiv. Hoyle lehashiv means and lo hearer. When I hearer doesn't mean a thought that comes into my mind. The word hearer means to ponder, to dwell on. Just like here, hurim asurim, you can't answer somebody from not having a hearer when he saw something. You can answer him from dwelling on it, from enlarging it, from developing it. Lahara means to ponder something. A person, when he's struck with inyanim of hashgacha, most of the inyanim of Ashkacha that he faces are meant to be understood. When they were Nevi'im, they were extremely understood, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala Oznav HaNevi'im. But today we don't have that type of clarity and so on, but a general sense, the Divrei Torah was given for many, many things in the world. But there's a Gvul, and in the Gvul that Adam stops at, in Yonim that are past that seichel, there is no makom for hearer. There's no makom to ponder something like, just like the Mishnah says in Chagiga, malafonim, malachar, this gvulus of where a person's seichel that was given to the oilam of Diburim, from before the womb, before the leda, there's also a world, but it's not a world that's after Diburim. And if Diburim will not be Teifis the Torah that was given to the person beforehand. And after a person is a Doimim, Veloikriol de Duma, there's also a world, but it's not a world of Diburim. Those in Yonim don't have a Mokom in Diburim, and Diburim means also in Seichel as a thought process. The Maral says many times when he speaks about thought process, he speaks about Seichel HaDibri and Seichel HaYuni. Seichel HaDibri is the Seichel as we know it. The Seichel that can quantify, can process, and so on. That is the vast majority of inyanim in this world. And that's what Torah in its big sense is all about. But then there's a world that is beyond that, to the world that is outside those derm. To that world it belongs the sense of experience without being able to quantify it. That was the pshat in the Gemara Menachos. That's the pshat in the Gemara Menachos. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Rabbi Akiva, and then when he asked the shaila of where, two shailas he asked. One shaila was, why is he, am I the one to give Torah, not him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that's the world of before. In other words, the decision to where Torah should come from, the me'ayin basa, is belongs to the world that has shteik, kachol machshava. It belongs in the liba. It does not belong in the diburim, and there's no diburim of it. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel every stitch of Torah that was to be given. This does not have divrei Torah. So why do you show it to Moshe? Because you can see it, you can live it, you can get the hair out of it, but you can't process it. And then he asked him, "Zu Torah, esli Torah ma'aschara? What's the seif pasuk? We have the la'anat ha'ilich." On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him also, "Shteik. This is past the gvulas of diburim. It's something that belongs to a different type of tfisa." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe because in a tfisa of experience you have it. It doesn't belong in diburim, and the male there are no diburim for it, and there's no. It belongs to the world of shteik, and that's it. That was the events that happened by Yom HaShmini. By Yom HaShmini, by Yom HaShmini, 7 days it says, like in Mishlei, it says, Chochmas Doshim Bon Sabayas, Chotzva Mudeho Shiva. She carved out seven Amudim for the Bayas. The world stands on 7 days of Bria. The world stands on the seventh of the Bria. And within the world, everything should be within the world of Burim. Adam was created to be medaber every part of the world and every nekud of it. That is the world of Burim, the world of Adam, and so on. Shemini is a day that is past that world. And b'meila dinyanim that ashayach to Shemini don't have specifically any, they don't have a mahalach in the world of Burim. Vayhi b'yom ha'shmini, the Bekroivaya Kadesh, its makom is in Yom HaShmini Dafka, because it has no metzias in anything else past that. And b'meila the inyanim that are shayach to Yom HaShmini are inyanim that are not shayach to the world of diburim and quantification. So vayidoim Aaron means Aaron's response was the right response for that day. That was a day of where it was not shayach to diburim. We asked over here, how come what was the schar of having the parash of Shtuya Yayin and so on? The parash of Shtuya Yayin is, when a person drinks, he's trying. I mean, people drink because it gives them an expanded sense of self. They're able to talk about things they wouldn't talk about. They have a perception that seems to go beyond the gvulas and so on. And the Torah, when it says that Shtuyayin can't go into the Mikdash, it says that lehavdil. It's to be mafchin between kodesh and choil. In other words, the gvulis of where there's makom adam and where there's no makom adam lies specifically in being sober. Yayin is mitashtesh those gvulis. Yayin erases those gvulis. And b'meila, the person it loses that sense. He does things he wouldn't do. He talks about things he wouldn't talk about. And he allows himself to. When a person thinks about something, said when he was drunk, it's kind of like it's strange sometimes. It's almost a little, like an expanded seichel, but it's wrong because seichel doesn't have a makom there. The Aaron HaKohen gave over, since Aaron HaKohen was Oimiran, that gvul, between Mokum Adam and not Mokum Adam, that is why it was given through him. And that's why specifically the parsha of that's why the Rishonim associate another with the mid of Vayidom, because we're not talking about Boilum Asma Smeriva. Boilum Asma Smeriva is where the person closes himself in. It's not a recognition of I'm small. Fakat, I say to myself, you're bigger than the other person. Don't answer back. Hold yourself in. That's the way a person who's boiling piv. When I want to try to get somebody not to answer back, I don't tell him, well, you never know, the guy who called you a Nazi and a criminal, an animal and a ganav, he might be right, you're not such a good person. No one is boiling piv when he hears that type. When I tell the person, listen, the person who attacked you was terrible, he's an animal, he said terrible things, and so forth. You should be bigger and better, you're a type of person that will can stand on b'chul b'chul. That line of argument runs with boiling piv. This Vayidam is a very different dagger. It's recognizing my limitation. My shaykhist understanding reaches this point, and that's that. It's the same thing with the Isser, we spoke about being Mehar. It says that you were not Mehar, and then that a person is not supposed to be Mehar HaRabbi. Certainly, a person needs to make the avchana, and this is in a sense, I guess, more negiah. This is what starts becoming negiah to us. A person goes through the world and has many experiences. Many things happen to him. Many interactions, many ashkachas, and so on. If a person is a bardas and a bal seichel, and he understands that the tachlis adam is to understand, he also needs to make a line where seichel goes to and what's past his understanding. When a person deals, it's one of the things that you sometimes wonder. A person has ashkocha, something doesn't go right, whatever, and he feels a certain sense of ashkocha, and he asks himself, is mefashet b'maisav, and so on. That's appropriate. When a person asks himself about the events of Churban of Europe, if sometimes you get a sense that it is very wrong when you start applying hashkachas to it. A person, the right thing would be vayidoim. A person should say, this is way beyond where my seichel could possibly go to. I don't have a chiv to go there. I'm not allowed to go there. It belongs in the kodesh vayidoim aron. There's nothing wrong to be mahar. It's something which, it's something a person stands in front of Hashem in full awareness of his nothingness, because here is an event that we live through, we experience as a klal, we're aware of it, and it is beyond us. It's part of the world that belongs to shteik. It doesn't make it less profound. In some ways, it's even more profound. The type of traumas that people can't talk about have a very, very powerful impact on a person. But there are things that it's right to talk about, and the things are just not right to talk about. Even certain personal feelings. There's things to talk about, and there are things that don't belong in the world because it should be more profound than deeper. It should belong in that area that's past deeper. Also, the taiva. The world of you find in Chazal two or three areas where this is nogeatu. It says one is this area of hoyli laharer, hoyli malahoshiv, v'lo hirer. So you find the world of seichel and the world of understanding. A person has a makom yishund. The same is also true in the big shailas of an amuna and this and that. There are certain inyanim, a person has to be machlit. If I'm going to use seichel, and I have a chiv to use seichel and das, there's a point up to where I'm supposed to use it, and there's a point that's past seichel. Yunala b'mahara means there's no makom to ponder this. It's bigger than you are, this issue, and you don't have a makom. In a relationship with a rabbi, it's a very, very difficult inyan, but it's what Chazal say. Reb Meir did not take Acher and swallow Acher hook, line, and sinker. He didn't say, well, Osla Acher Rabbi, my Rebbe is B'michal Shabbos, I guess also B'michal Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Ichil Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch was given for every Bal Seichel to learn. And b'meila, a person is supposed to learn it. And if a person feels it's wrong, and a person really feels it's you know, that somebody's gone, he's gone. There's diburim, and you battle elof Shlomo valibot lo isachas min haTorah. But there are inyanim of hanhagas and certain things where a person has to stand and say, he is bigger than my scrutiny. My microscope does not have the ability to be oimer on it. Period. It's not an area that I have the ability or the right to be mahar. Period. It's a very tough one. But a person has to know, on the one hand, inyanim that were clearly given to the burim, clearly given to divrei Torah, gadol and katan is the same. And that's why Acher is called Acher. Even though it was from the Gdoila Tanoim, we paskin that he's out, and Remeya's Talmud paskin that he's out. On the other hand, when a person stands before Gdoilim, a person should say, there are many things that I don't understand, and I'm small to understand, and those in Yanim don't even belong to the world of here. They're not shayach to my world of here. You find another place where something of this nature, by Tfilah, which is very surprising. It says, there's a makom of shtika that does not have any. It doesn't have a makom of. There's no makom of diburim even for tefillah. There are things that a person, tefillah is an expanded form of avoda. Tefillah is not a child's wishbone. It's not, well, I wish that this I'll learn how to fly. I'll be mispal, I should learn how to fly. Tefillah is a chelek of avoda. We say the core of tefillah is baruch aleinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mevarach ma'is yadeinu. Where is my ma'is yadayim agas? If a person's ma'is yadayim has a certain point, that's where tefillah belongs. Tefillah is an expansion of a person's inyanim like kriyas yamsuf. They were not shaykh to the world of tefillah. So he said, so keep quiet. It is shtik and tefillah also. Tefillah has gevulas of what a person is supposed to, where a person is supposed to go with it, and what he's supposed to do with it. It's not just hefka. It's like buying a lottery ticket. It can't hurt. It's not. Tefillah is avoda, and a person's avoda has to be focused on his makam avoda. And if his makam, if there's no makam avoda for whatever it is, person's mispali wants to be the Vilna Goyen. Akash Baruch could do anything. What does that mean? Is that the ring of avoda that shayach to you? Is that the mitzias? Tefillah is a very serious part of doing, and b'meila has those gvulas of doing. We said Toila Eretz al Blima. It's amazing. Toila Eretz al Blima means the world as it is stands on Blima, because the Zion of this world is, you know, that's the makom where there's avodas Adam. So the entirety of the world stands on Blima. The beyond the world stands on the Veidom. There's a very, very interesting in David HaMelech, when in Mizmor Shir, he says, Hafachta mispidi lemocha li, batazeni simcha, lemain zemecha chavod velo yidom. In other words, Kolzman, he was Bavelos. Kolzman, that was something where the mama was Davoda, and that was his Avoda. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mehafechet to Simcha and Machol, that's when Yizamer HaChavod. In other words, it's two separate Avodas. There's the Avoda of the Vayidom, and that shayach mostly to the world of Aninos and Avelos. It says Avelos has no pair, and this also has no pair. It's Avelos Misa is something that the Etzem goes past the Metzias, and that's why a person that has it that way. And whereas Dibur and Smir and so on goes here. The klal gadol is vayibya mashmini. This was there was a gilui of something on the yom hashmini. Yom hashmini was the extraordinary day, and it had in itself a giluyim that went past the normal giluyim. And every person's avoda, both in his terms of Torah, both in terms of tefillah, it says by Yonah Chaber also. It says Gemara in Gittin that they sent and asked, the Gemara brings it for Sirto, they asked him, he says, B'nai Adam, that are Oymer Alai, and the Metzayim, me, what should I do? He said, Doim Lashem Vizchoylo. A person has to, Imer Al Chavero, what's my role in this? The first thing, question is, I have somebody antagonizing me. Fine. Now let's ask myself, what am I supposed to do with it? What's it there for? Is it there for me to stand up against it? Is it there for me to disregard? It depends. So different circumstances. Is it there for me to try to be attacking myself and have a good relationship? Different circumstances have different halachim. But there's also mahalach of doim l'Hashem ischoyle. Make yourself doim. There is no makom over here of response. Response will not help. It's not going to do anything. The attack is unwarranted. So it doesn't belong to you. So now the avodah is, this belongs to Kafsh Rahman. A person, whatever person does in Avodah, and especially since he's doing Avodah, the vast majority of Avodah belongs to the world of Diburim, to the world of Seichel, and so on. And that's where most Avodah goes. But a person, the recognition of the Gevulis, of what belongs under the Shiva Yamim, of Chotzva Mudeh, of the person doing and constructing and using his Das and Seichel to determine right and wrong, and an understanding of the process, he also needs to know there's a Yom HaShmini, that there's a Gvul, and there are things both in terms of Seichel, and in terms of Asaga, and in terms of Tfilah, and in terms of action, that belong to that Shmini, where it's Fakert. It belongs to a world that's beyond the person, and the lave feels it. It's there because the lave can get hargashas from it and feel it and live it, but it has no makom in peh whatsoever. Yeah.